Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Neil Heaton. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Espinoza applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball four. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Brunansky moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Deer moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton spins and fires to second, and Deer is picked off. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Espinoza moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cerrone moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Deere hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bean. Braggs reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0 for 2 in the game. Bean hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Lee Jackson now pitching. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviam is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gaetti. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Gaetti steals second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck strikes out. Cerrone drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Harbeck out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ray Fontenot now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. George Frazier now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yount moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning pinch hits for Glenn Braggs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Ernie Riles pinch hits for Dale Sviam. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to third. Deer moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Jeff Reed pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Rick Manning now playing left field. Ernie Riles now playing shortstop. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-3 in the game. Bean strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Alvaro Espinoza. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reed moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Reed scores. Bush moves to third. It's 5-3, Twins. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Mickey Hatcher. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bush scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 6-3, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Rick Cerrone. Jeff Reed now catching. Steve Lombardozzi now playing second base. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Yount is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.